We welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call on Trust God More on Tuesday. We're going to trust him because he is faithful and because he knows and has our future in his hands. We're going to trust him because we know that he's in control of this day and something great is going to happen to each of you today. God bless you, and I am getting ready to turn our call over to our host for this Trust God More Tuesday. Hostess, are you there to begin the call?
Yes, I am, Minister Tuesday. Minister Tuesday. You're tipping me off Tuesday. Thank God for
God bless you. I love you, Robin.
I love you, too. Well, greetings, family, and we know that laughter is really, really good for our soul. Praise God. We are trusting God for more on this Tuesday. My name is Robin Wilson, and I'm here in New Jersey. And we welcome you to the Master's Call. We are excited that you are here joining us today. And we know that God has something good for you. So just keep on trusting him for more and more. Praise the Lord. Our call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two precious women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who lives in Dallas, Texas. These women, they heard the voice of God, they're sensitive to his voice, they are his servants, and they said yes, and we have this powerful, powerful call. Our mission statement is to enrich you, to enhance you, and to empower all the believers as they begin their day. That's what we are about. It's a blessing to know that we can receive the word of God before we start our day. And, of course, most importantly, we start the day off praying and seeking our Father. We also have a scripture that we stand on, and it is found in Psalms 88:13. And it reads, "But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." You see, we trust him. And we know that when we cry out to him, first and foremost, putting him first, he hears us. And when he hears us, we know that he answers us because our God is faithful. He swore on himself, all by himself. He is the great I am. Glory to God. Our call is every single day, Monday through Friday. And all you have to do is just check your time frame and you can join us here. We also have an email address. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You may be trusting God for something in your life, and you may want us to come in agreement with you in prayer. So send us those prayer requests. You may have trusted God for something in your life or in the life of someone else, and you want us to rejoice with you. Send us those praise reports, and we will praise God, and we will pray to the Lord for you, either one. Or you may just want to trust God for us and just send us a little note letting us know how you have been benefited, how you benefited by this call. So just go ahead, drop us a quick note at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We have a website, and our website is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And there you can listen to all of our messages from day one. We've had them recorded. Take your time. Look at some of the titles. Pastor Vanessa just started a new series this month, so you can join us there. You're supposed to be writing down 7 important things, and you may say to yourself, what are they? Go back to that website and start from the first day. She started, I believe it was June 3rd, and you can find out what you're supposed to be writing and join us on this awesome, awesome call. Now, the thread that brought many of us together is the Diaz de Leon family, and they are the founders of an awesome company called Artist International. And when I say brought us together, many of us are distributors. Artist International is a health and wellness company, and it's Christian-based. And that's really important because I don't want to be unequally yoked. And so we thank God for them because they put Jesus first. Our company, we have products for your body, products for your family members, products for you and your friends. So if you're not a distributor, get back to the person that invited you to this call. Let them share with you some of the goodness that's going on inside this company. Let them tell you about how awesome we are, how we're growing. And also, to our distributors, go back to your back office. We have buy two, get one free. Make sure you check your back office every single day and see what's going on so you can share it with others. And at this time, what I would like to do is bring one of our prayer intercessors forward. And you may be saying a prayer intercessor. Yes, we pray for you. We love to pray. You can use that email address. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor, you can join us. Don't forget, you can send that request to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. But at this time, I am going to call Sister Benita to come to the line. Will you open us up in prayer? Sister Benita, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sister.
Praise God. Well, good morning, Master's Call family. Good morning and this Trust in God More Tuesday. Father God, we come to you this day. We thank you, God. We thank you for the TMC family members. We thank you for the Des De Leon family, Father. We trust in you, Father. We thank you for the newest advisor to the Platinum President. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father God, we praise you this morning. We thank you for the message and the messenger. Father, we also want to thank you for any adversity that comes to us this day, because we trust in you, Father. Lord, you don't have to move our mountain, but we trust in you that you will give us the strength to climb it, Father. Lord, whatever you're doing this season, don't do it without us, Father. We trust that you are healing this season, Father. Don't do it without us, Father. We trust that you are blessing this season, Father. So don't do it without us, Father. As Jeremiah 29:11 says, for you know the thoughts and plans that you have for us, and they are thoughts and plans that will prosper us, Father. Praise God, Father. And we also just want to let Satan know that by Matthew 16:23, you, Father, command Satan to step behind us. Satan, you have no room on this call. This call is covered with the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Father God, we will move forward with the rest of this call, trusting that it will be received, trusting that we will work through this day, trusting that all things come to the good, your purpose, Father. Amen. Back to you, Minister.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Benita, for opening us up in prayer. Praise the Lord. We are trusting God for more this day. Our mountain moving, Father. Praise the Lord. And no interruptions, like she said, because there's a mighty woman of God coming on this call. We know her. She's one of our family members, and she ministers to us on a regular basis. Her name is Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Evangelist because she is about God's business. She is about bringing more people into the kingdom of God. She's the founder, and she is the director of the Winning Circle, and that's a faith-based organization. She believes in health and wellness, and she teaches others what that means and how to live it. Praise God. She is also a proud grandma and a proud mom. She's a licensed minister, but she graduated from Taylor Business Institute Secretarial School also. She gives honor to her son, and she also loves affectionately her precious granddaughter, Kamari Beatty. Evangelist Beatty, again, as I said, loves the Lord, shares with people about his goodness, and at this time, I'm bringing to the line Evangelist Gwen Beatty. Are you there, Evangelist?
I am here, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, mighty woman of God. God bless you.
God bless you and my TMC family. I thank God that we are in the right hands this morning. The Lord is in his holy temple on the call in the temples of our hearts. And I thank him this morning for another opportunity that truly I do not take lightly or for granted, because it's the Lord's mercy that I now enjoy. And I thank God for feeding our spirit like none other from the persons of our spiritual leader, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and the mother of Thorn Eagle, our precious, precious mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa. The spiritual river of water that flow out of these women is, I know, from the throne of God. They have brought so much life and healing, I know, to our lives. And I just want to continue to speak on the foundation that they have already laid as we keep Christ in mind on this beautiful Tuesday morning, just trusting God to speak to us. And I am thankful. I continue to have no confusion of who God is. But he is perfectly holy, pure, and righteous. And I am just elated to come before you one more time to exalt the name of Jesus. In just a few minutes that I have before you, I'm going to be quick and out of the way from the last time I was before you. I shed a little light on what I was going to speak about. God had been dealing with me on having a pure heart and being righteous before the Lord. And as we have been talking about transforming, I just want to leave with you a few words on transforming in purity. God is transforming us in purity. And love can really flow through a pure heart. And I want to be about my Father's business this morning, because I see so many people being changed by so many things, situations, and circumstances. But I thank God that as we transform, the Holy Ghost does not change. He is always the same. And as he penetrates us with these powerful messages and we continue to believe and trust God, we pay a price to stand on the word. Three things I want to just really have stand out in your heart today. When you think about meditating on the precepts of God and purity, because God wants us to keep our ways pure before him. And how are we going to transform into purity? You cannot do it without hiding God's word in your heart, that you will not sin against him. And family, I don't mean we hide the word so deep that we can't go down and get it when we need it. But the word of God ought to be hid in our heart as we daily seek him. But when you seek God with your whole heart and hide God's word in your heart and you meditate on God's precepts, you are becoming pure. There are so many things that's pulling us today, but we want to always live a more holy life before God and not sin, but have more victory in our life. And if you have more sin in your life, it's because you have less Bible in your life. Because more Bible will rectify more sin. And as I see people filling themselves up with unadulterated motives throughout this time, you can understand that they have allowed their hearts to be fixed upon the things of this world. But I want to continually admonish us to stay pure before the Lord. You know, it is a wonderful thing that we want God and that we seek him. That's one of my favorite scriptures, to seek the Lord with all of our hearts, that we might not sin against him, and to love God with our whole heart and with our whole mind. You know, and that scripture is so powerful because if you are concentrating on loving God with all, then these other things cannot come in and disposition our position against God. Let me say that again. It cannot disposition your position against God because he is greater. I'm not talking about simple morality or just being nice. Have you seen these nice, nasty people? They just want to be nice because they have another motive upon it. But when you are pure and you're pleasing God, the Bible says that God, those who please God and have a pure heart, he said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. You know, that's Matthew 5 and 8. Simply, the word pure, you know, kataros in the Greek, 27 times it talks about being free from the contamination, the substance of this world. You know, she told us this morning, when you trust God to cleanse everything that didn't happen like you wanted on yesterday when you were transformed. Today you have another opportunity, just like getting up and washing up, getting in that tub, getting in that shower, to be clean and pure before God. How can you keep your way pure? By hiding God's word in your heart. You can memorize this, but when you live it, the Holy Spirit can bring to your remembrance what is needed at that time. You might need comfort. You might need to be corrected. You might need to be guided. As Dr. Vanessa urgently convinces us that these are not cursed words to be obedient and submissive to God. But when you keep yourself pure, the light of God's word can shine through us. But with our lips, we can recount all the laws that come out of our mouth, and we don't have regret, because when you speak out of a pure heart, then your motives are right, and you want to obey God's commands, and you don't stray from him. And the heart and the seat of our emotions and our desires are to love God. Romans 10 and 1, it talks about the seat of our emotions and the reasoning that goes on. And it is from the heart that you are to do God's will. And what does that mean to many of us? Keeping pure, seeking with the heart. How do you do this? Well, we have to remember the man who was after God's own heart. David said, I seek you with all my heart. And we look at all of the simple things that even came upon him. This one man did ask the Lord, what I seek after. He said that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. So today, Psalm 27 and 4 talks about us making our temple pure. See, because you can find yourself looking in a lot of different directions forget about the cross, because you're looking, but every day you have to pick up your cross and follow Christ. So we must keep our hands pure. We must keep our hearts pure so we can recognize the Lord's blessing. See, I love this scripture. This is something that my mother hammered into us as little children. I used to hear her every morning when she prayed. She would say, create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew the right spirit in me. That's Psalm 51:10. And she was saying, I want to have a faithful spirit before you, God. And I found myself wanting to be pure before God. I wanted to represent the idea of state of mind, a person who longs to serve God and others. This is why you hear, I want to be sheer unselfish. Today we want to have the joy of the Lord in honoring our Creator, to be free of basic motives and lofty dispositions, as we spoke of so in the past. For the Bible says in Psalm 24:3-5, he that have clean hands and a pure heart shall receive the Lord's blessing. Examine yourself today. Are you walking in the Lord's blessing? How can you keep your way pure? It's very simple. Live according to the word, not the world. Seek the Lord. Do not stray from his commandments. Hide the word in your heart so that you don't have to sin against him. What comes out of the heart will reach the heart. Praise be to the Lord. Oh, Lord, teach me how to number my days. Teach me how to walk in your decrees. This is how you get here. With your lips, recount the laws of the Lord that come out of your mouth. Rejoice and his statutes and his great riches. You know, I'm continuously looking at the salvation of the Lord as I rejoice in the reception and the fundraiser. I thought about in my prayer time, Lord, we're at a reception, not a repast. Glory to God. I meditate and consider your ways. We were at a fundraiser and not a funeral. I delighted in his decrees. I did not neglect the purity of the Lord, because I know that there is a purity in the Lord that will cleanse us as we transform. For the battle, oh God, is to stay steadfast, is to keep our motives correct. The things that I left with you, I want to let them resonate in your spirit as I turn this back to my sister. One, again, seek God with all of your heart. You can make the right decisions when you seek him, because you'll know the enemy doesn't want you to seek God with hard matters and things that you have to deal with today. Number two, hide God's word in your heart. But remember, don't have it so deep that you can't go back and get it. And then meditate on God's precepts. And then we can walk towards the purity that God desires of us. And we can be blessed, for the word of God is light. The word of God will keep us pure. It will keep us with moral conduct. And in conclusion, it will keep you in perfect peace. So today I want to admonish you to meditate today on the things of God and glorify him on this awesome Tuesday, as we trust in the Lord with all of our hearts and lean not to your own understanding. And yes, continue to acknowledge him in all of our ways. He will, he promised, he will direct our path. I love you, family. It's been another plum pleasing pleasure for me to present the word of God in purity as he has given it to me. And I work to be changed and molded by that Holy Ghost power that Dr. Vanessa has laid the foundation on. And we override anything that is not like God so that we might be transformed in the purity of God's word. Back to you, my sister.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Evangelist Gwen, for that powerful word, because that's truly what our life is about. We want to be transformed into the purity of our God. So, family, go back and listen to the message. There were so many powerful nuggets. And each one of us, we know that as we come to the Lord, He'll tell us exactly what we need to do so that we can be that clay that He is molding us into to be in a pure form for Him. At this time, I'm going to ask Minister LaShawn, please come forward, feel this awesome call, and bring forward our prayer request. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning, Ms. Lavada. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Amen. What a powerful word God has downloaded in our sister Evangelist CD. We thank you, Father, and we come to you boldly, but humbly and thankfully, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the day that you have given us, whether it's sunshine or whether it's rain. We thank you, Father, Lord God, for waking us up this morning for us to feel our five senses, Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, for giving us an opportunity to have everlasting life in your Father's kingdom. So, Father God, we just ask that you please keep us laser focused towards your word. We ask you, Father, Lord God, to keep us in line with Holy Ghost blinders, Father, Lord God. We also come to you in the name of Jesus that we maintain godly decisions and godly choices. We know that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We know that you will move all mountains in front of us. We know that you are shutting and locking doors that people keep trying to open. We know that you are working on our behalf even if we do not see it. And although on the flesh it may seem that things are bleak and things are not working, we know that you, in fact, are working on our behalf because we come to you as believers. Father God, we uplift our prayer request. We thank you for the TMC family who loves and trusts us to bring their requests and praise reports to us to give to you, Father, Lord God. We thank you for being that mighty liaison that sings music to your ears. We bring Evangelist Gwen Beatty, Lord, for fighting such a good fight, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much for the website that's coming, Lord. We thank you so much for the campaigns and the fundraisers. We know that there will be complete and total healing. We know that there is going to be a goal met beyond her wildest dreams, Father God, because she is your child and she believes ever so much. We ask that all of her endeavors are met in the name of Jesus. We also ask that you watch over Minister Willa. God bless her, Father, Lord God. Bless her. She was hospitalized for a few weeks, but we know that no hospitalization, no task, or no pain is too great for her to continue praising and singing your name, hallelujah, Father. So we thank you. We thank you for sparing her, Lord, giving us a few more moments with her, Lord. Thank you so much, Father, Lord God. We already speak complete and quick healing, and she will not only be made new, but she will be restored more than she ever imagined, Father, Lord God. We thank you for her physical therapy already in motion. Father God, we ask that you continue to watch over our prayer general, Minister Robin. We love her so, Father, Lord God. We ask, God, that you please continue to heal and give her quick pain relief, Father, Lord God. We ask for peace in her workplace and favor with those who may not know you, Lord. We thank you for approval of all that is needed in order for her to continue doing what she has to do in your name. We ask that Reverend John Hannah's mother went home to the Lord, that there will be a presiding and awesome homegoing celebrating her life, not mourning her life, Father, Lord God, but celebrating her life, because we know that she is with you and the angels having a mighty good Lord time. We ask that you please remove the people at work that are harassing her. We ask that you please give her continued job security, Father Lord God. And we also ask that Jackie, the mother of Amanda, with brain lesions and seizures is healed. We know that those are names and it must bow down in the mighty name of Jesus. We also ask to release evil spirits and peace to the family. And for Minister Kathy, we ask that you please give her peace with her move and settling in. We ask for organization for her to be situated. We ask for peace in her situation, Father, Lord God. We know that the blessing that you gave her will be enjoyed in the fullest, and she will continue uplifting her name. We know that her residence is going to be so full with the Holy Spirit that when people come to visit, they have no choice but to pray and say, thank you, Father, for all you have done. We ask that you watch over Minister Amber. She has a court date this week, and we know that you are her judge. We know that you have the final decision, Father, Lord God. We know that there will be sevenfold return from the enemy in the name of Jesus on behalf of Minister Amber. And for Minister Tiffany, our songbird, we know that you will continue to watch over her as they begin to transform 90 out in the calendar contest out in her end of the road. We ask for a successful contest. We ask for many testimonies of transformation, not only spiritually, but physically. So we thank you. We also thank you for watching over the family of Pastor Jerry Gash, who passed away on the 3rd of this month with a massive stroke. Although we may not understand the decision, we know that it is nothing of a failure to you, God. We know that you make no mistakes, Father, Lord God. So we thank you. We just ask that you watch over his wife, Doris Gash, and continue to watch over those who will be going to the, you know, that are experiencing the homegoing ceremony that took place, Father God. We also ask that you watch over Reverend Oscar Duncan, who was shot in Venice, California. We ask that the Little Zion NBC and the Four Killers, well, Zion NBC will be anointed, but the Four Killers will be caught and justice will be served. And last but not least, we thank you for the graduation week for Kayvon Williams. We ask that there's peace with the family. We ask that his grandmother's allowed to attend his graduation, Father God. We ask that all is well in 2012, not only with Tiffany and Kaylon, but with the entire TMC family, Father, Lord God. We thank you. We praise you. We lift our hands because you are so awesome, Father, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we love you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister LaShawn, for closing us out in prayer. Minister Tiffany, thank you for greeting the people this morning. And Minister Benita, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And to you, victorious woman of God, Evangelist Lynn Beatty, we love you. Thank you for downloading the powerful word into each one of us. Now, us TMC family, you have to be not just a hearer of the word, but a doer also. So listen to the word, go back to the playback number, go back to our website, and ask God what it is that he wants you to do. We love you. We honor you. Go out into the world today and be that minister in the marketplace. Bye-bye for now. God bless you all.